This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Scott Kanowski. Governor Jay Nixon has announced a trade agreement with China estimated to be worth nearly $4.5 billion. As Marshall Griffin reports from Jefferson City, the deal primarily involves Missouri agricultural products.
During a conference call from Beijing, Nixon told reporters that exports from Missouri to China will increase by more than $1 billion between 2012 and 2014.
Increasing our exports is a critical means of creating Missouri jobs and growing our economy there at home. This agreement is another important step in that direction.
Nixon also says the recent failure of Missouri lawmakers to pass air cargo hub tax credits did not jeopardize the new trade agreement. The governor is also scheduled to address the American Chamber of Commerce in China. He's scheduled to return to Missouri on Saturday. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
On Monday, Missouri House Speaker Pro Tem Shane Scholer announced he will run for Secretary of State in the 2012 elections. Teresa Bettman attended his press conference on the steps of the historic courthouse in Springfield and filed this report.
Representative Shane Scholer, a Republican, has served in the Missouri House since he was elected in November of 2006. He became Speaker Pro Tem during his third term. Scholer lives in his hometown of Willard with his wife and two children. According to his House website, he represents communities in the northern half of the Greene County District, including Walnut Grove, Fair Grove, and Willard. He's also a board member for the Willard Chamber of Commerce and Clear Vision Drama Company, a Christian-based production company. Scholer graduated from Branson High School and received his Bachelor of Science degree from Southern Baptist University. Scholer says he feels Missouri politics are about serving the public.
We need to restore the faith in the office of Secretary of State because it defends two sacred institutions, and that is fair elections and free enterprise.
Scholer has worked as a field representative for former Senators John Ashcroft and Kit Bond and as a legislative assistant for then-Congressman Roy Blunt. Scholer was also the administrative aide to former Governor Matt Blunt during his time as Secretary of State. I'm Teresa Bettman.
Missouri Attorney General Chris Koster says two in-home care providers have agreed to pay a total of more than $700,000 to settle investigations by his office's Medicaid fraud unit. Koster says Del Mar Gardens Private Services of Chesterfield, Missouri, will pay about $587,000 in restitution, penalties, and investigative costs to resolve allegations that it submitted Medicaid claims for home health services that did not qualify for reimbursement. Koster also says Midland Empire Resources for Independent Living of St. Joseph will pay about $130,000 in restitution. Koster also says Midland Empire Resources for Independent Living of St. Joseph will pay about $130,000 in restitution and other costs to resolve allegations of failing to ensure that services billed to Medicaid actually were provided. The Attorney General says both organizations cooperated with his office and agreed to implement new quality assurance measures. And the St. Louis Cardinals dropped Game 5 of the World Series Monday, losing to the Texas Rangers 4-2. A Mike Napoli double scored two in the bottom of the eighth, and the Rangers held on for the win. They now lead the series 3-2. For KBIA News, I'm Scott Kanowski.